And then you see, now you see, if you look around driving, you know, we just got back from Dallas, there's, you see livestock all, cattle, especially all over where you, before you didn't see any.
That's right.
In the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Of course, cows jumped up to what back then was $3,000 a head. That's
pretty
a lot
pricey.
Of money for a cow.
Yes.
And, you know, now around $1,700 a head,
they're $1,800. Back down now. Mm-hmm.
But you still, the first ones we bought, and I think y'all actually helped with my dad on some of that stuff, I think it was $480 a head. I was looking back and.
Right.
It was like 8, 12 years ago. It wasn't that long ago to go up.
To see what the price fluctuations have been, what the market conditions have
been. A little
bit
like draw notes. If you say, okay, we're going to mm-hmm. restock and we're going to do this. Can we talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that? Because I know you're
sure.
helping Johnny and I with that
sure.
right now.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The way we structure our draw notes, if you're just getting started with your cattle herd, we can finance the money for the operation of the cattle, for the purchase of the cattle. You're going to have either potential lease costs involved in that. You may have some hay or feed costs that are involved in that. We can take a look at what the costs are going to be involved in that operation for you to get those cattle. Typically, we look at cattle on a 3 to 5 year payout. So we've got 3 to 5 calf crops coming in off of there. So we'll structure those notes. Typically, we'll structure those draw notes so that you can draw funds to pull money for your operation as far as your livestock feed goes, as far as your lease payments might go, vet bills, things like that. We take a look at a little bit of a budget on what you're doing with that livestock. How is your money going to come in? And then we make sure that we've got enough margin in there. So a 20-25% margin may or may not be enough on the cattle. Just depends on what your operation is.
I'm saying this like any time, and I've had an opportunity to sit on a couple of board of directors for mm-hmm. banks. It's going to match on you, too. You know, when you say, don't blame the banks, don't blame Brenda, a lot of it's going to be you.
Right.
If your credit's real good, if your income stream's good, you're going to probably be able to do a lot more than if it's not.
Exactly.
You know, that's typical banking.
Collateral was a kind of an old hat for lending. We look a lot at character. We've got to have repayment capacity now. So the operation has to be a viable operation. But if you get it viable, and we'll sure try to work with you.
Can we talk a little bit about that? I know that's not just with you, but in the whole banking industry. And years ago, you said, well, I have a piece of property free and clear and it's worth $100,000. I want to borrow 80 on it. Mm-hmm. And you go, any bank in town would say, yes. That's not true today.
Not true. It's too many. As you can all tell, the cycle that we've gone through in the mortgage industry, not only in the mortgage industry, but the whole banking industry, we had a lot of programs out there where you had the collateral, we'd lend you the money. But nobody looked at what that repayment potential was going to be, and it got a lot of people in trouble. So you don't necessarily always want a banker that says, yes, yes, yes. You may need a banker at some point in time that says no, and that's a banker who's going to be looking at your cash flow, looking to make sure that your proposal is a viable proposal. There's not anything that jumps out as really strangely odd, or if it does, give me the reasons why your operation is so different from someone else's. But we try to take a look and find the viable means for you to make money, because the last thing we want to do is repossess collateral. We want to see that the operation is viable from the start and help you get to the goals that you have set.
You see how sweet she eats with stuff? You don't pay, you don't stay. You know, she said, we want to make sure you're okay and nice and sweet. That's why she does so well at her job, because she just makes it so, oh, yes. But it's the truth. Nobody wants to hurt it, especially in West Texas. We're all friends and neighbors. You want to help mm-hmm. each other.
Exactly. You want to see your neighbor succeed. If your neighbor succeeds, you succeed.
Yes.
If they fail, it makes it pretty hard on you.
I went to one of our seminars. So it's great to be number one. It's great to be on top. It's even more fun when you take your friends with you.
Exactly.
And, you know, see all your buddies up there saying, hey, we all did good together. So you know, that's kind of the whole spirit of capital, isn't it?
It is. It is.
You know, let's all do good together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a scenario real quick, and we're going to have to take a break, but let's just say a drought hits us again.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. But we're in a desert, so the real thought process, it probably is. How do we work? Is there anything we can do? Or can we, let's just say we're struggling and we're doing this. You're talking about the feed payments. We have a cow loan.
Yeah.
Is anything work on that versus a regular bank?
Sure. We have a lot of our ag industry right now has had a very tough year. The production year that we came off of was significantly lower than what we expected it to be last year. So if you look around the West Texas area, there are a lot of farmers and ranchers right now who are trying to restructure the debt, just as you're talking about. And what myself or any other financial institution is going to look at is the continued viability of your operation. Do you have the collateral out there that it would allow your operation to be restructured on a longer-term payout debt? And can you make those payouts, those payments, those projected payments on a longer term structure? So just because you have a bad year doesn't mean you're automatically, we can't go with you, but we want to take a look and see what your plan is to dig out of the hole that you're in. What collateral do you have, and what potential for repayment are going to be able to continue into the future with the estimates in the markets that are out there? So we're going through some of that now.
Folks, I told you we had some good news for you, especially if you're getting the agriculture business. Okay, let's talk. You brought up one word too. We're talking about loans and paying them back, which folks, you know, the only bad thing about borrowing a loan is you do have to pay it back. But you brought up the word character and the mm-hmm. way people do their stuff, especially if things go bad, or, you know, if things go good and you need to add more.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about that. How do you, what are you saying there? What does that mean?
Character is your ability to take care of your business and doing what you say you're going to do. We rely on past credit history. Past credit history can tell us a little bit about your character. How good are you at putting your bills down, taking care of the bills that you have, and making those payments, and in doing what you say you're going to do. We take a look at those factors, and character can be a big character is a big point of continuing. There's five C's of credit, five C's, and one of those is character. The character of the borrower and the collateral of the borrower to capacity of the borrower. Those are three significant factors in determining whether or not you're credit worthy. Character is a big one of those. We want to make sure that we are dealing with credible people who are going to take care of their debts and do what they say they're going to do.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question nobody has ever been able to answer. Nobody.
Uh-oh.
Do you know how they really get to the credit score anymore?
Oh, it's a convoluted mess.
Okay, that's it. I mean, everybody, yeah. The bank buddies we've had over here, everybody we've had on here, including me, I've got a deal. I said, well, they do this. It needs to be, well, if you have credit cards and you pay them off, that's bad because you have too much open credit. Now, if you have open credit, I'm like, how do you know? I know that pay your bills on, but even if you pay all your bills on time, doesn't mean you're going to have a perfect right. credit score.
Whatever you do, don't do it fast, because by paying off your credit cards, you're eliminating available debt. And that can negatively impact your credit. So don't go open up a whole bunch of new credit cards all at one time, because it shows an influx of debt. So whatever you do, basically, is in all things, do it in moderation.
Talk about prepayment.
The loans we have at Capital Farm Credit, the ones that I typically discuss with my borrowers, do not have any prepayment penalties. We do have a set of loans that would have some repayment penalties involved in them, but we'd never discuss those unless we know specific situations and why you would be requesting those. But the loans that we have, you can take out the loan today and pay off the loan tomorrow without any significant penalties, unless you've structured one of those repayment loans that we've talked about.
We've got our livestock loan. We've got that. Those are your two main deals.
Land purchases, livestock and operating loans. We do rural home financing. So if our home's out in the country, we do have availability of funds for those type of loans as well. They're just like the rest of the mortgage industry right now in qualification standards. They're a little bit more difficult to process and take a little bit more time, but we do have those available.
Nobody.